back to Richmond News and the mayor, LeVar Stoney, handing the Navy Hill plans for a new Coliseum and this huge development project, $1.5 billion. That's all going to the Richmond City Council in a special session today. And we're joined by Justin Griffin, who operates NoColiseum.com. And I'm really curious, Justin, thanks for getting up early to join us this morning. What was your reaction to the mayor's second or third unveiling of this proposal last week?
Yeah, good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You know, my first reaction was, after 17 months of negotiating, it seems that it's the same flawed project. And the simple fact of the matter is that the financial projections on this thing just don't add up. Mm-hmm. You know, the plan will take money that would otherwise be available for schools and roads, and he is trying to pitch it like it's going to create money for schools and roads. But I've taken a deeper dive into these financial projections that they've put out than probably anybody else in the city. And any person that does 5 minutes of due diligence can see that these numbers just don't add up.
And tell me why you say that.
So let me give you some examples. So the attendance figures, for example, at this new arena they're building, which all of the financial projections are basically built off of, because you got to have a bunch of people coming into this new district that they're building. The attendance figures would require that this new arena is going to have more annual yearly attendance than the arenas in Charlotte, North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, Baltimore, and Charlottesville combined.
Combined, you know, not just one-to-one, not just we're up against
right,
John
combined,
Paul Jones
all
Arena.
Of those combined. And they're saying you got to push between 700,000 and 800,000 people a year through this arena. And you know who else projected between 700,000 and 800,000 a year? The people back in the late 60s when they were pushing the first Coliseum. So they've been, you know, they're telling the same story 50 years later.
Do you know how many people came through the Richmond Coliseum? I guess the last couple of years aren't a good benchmark, but I've lived in Richmond on and off my entire life. I just don't recall it ever being that robust, certainly not compared to Washington, D.C.'s arenas and even Hampton and the Scope, you know, the Hampton Roads Coliseum and the Scope.
Yeah, I could never find consistent figures. I was able to find last year that it was open. They did about 130,000 went through there. So they're projecting to go from about 130, you know, to doing 500,000 and 800,000. So it's going to be supposedly a huge boost up to where it's the equivalent of the Washington, D.C. arena, which has, you know, six or seven times the population of Richmond.
Which is important for promoters. That's what they're focusing on, is how many potential ticket buyers do I have? So if I'm buying radio time and ad time and putting ads in the newspaper, how many potential people are there out there who might come buy tickets to see my event? I mean, that's, you know, not to dump on Richmond at all, but we are just in a different league numbers wise.
Yeah, there's only about 1 million people when you look at the immediate area. Mm-hmm. So that's almost everybody. You know, I guess maybe they think there's a lot of people coming out of it. But even if you think you're going to get that, some of their numbers still don't make sense on top of that. Like their emissions tax figures, $126 million over 30 years. If you do the math based on their attendance projections, it comes out to about $84 a ticket on average. And that's completely unrealistic.
Tax.
Yeah, to get to their tax numbers, you would have to have an average of $84 a ticket for the arena.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, they're also building a hotel there, and they're projecting $258 a room night.
Blows the average in Richmond away, because the average is like 100.
It's about $100 less.
Yeah.
You know, especially in that area. Mm-hmm. And if you look, it's going to be a Hyatt Regency. And so if you pull up other Hyatt Regencies, I could stay at the Hyatt Regency in D.C. on Capitol Hill for $115 a night. So I don't know how they're getting that big jump. And then just basic things like the business license tax that they say they're going to pull off of this hotel, they used the wrong rate. They used the professional services rate, which is for like doctors and attorneys, at 58 cents per hundred. And they should have been using the business and personal services rate. It's 39 cents per hundred. So I don't know if they're overcharging every hotel in the city and charging them the wrong rate, or they just didn't do their homework when they were putting these numbers together. So it goes on. There's flaw after flaw, and every time you pull back the curtain on anything in this thing, it just falls apart. Mm-hmm. And basic math tells you that the numbers just don't work.
So the mayor shows up before city council today to unveil these plans or formally submit the plans to council. What are your plans as we go forward with this?
I mean, my plans are to continue to try and get the truth out there. You know, they're selling this thing so deceptively. So I have actually taken a look at all of this stuff and spent many hours. And I'm not, I'm an attorney. I'm a small business attorney. I look at complicated documents for a living. And I also have a degree in accounting with a minor in economics. So this isn't completely foreign to me. So I'm just out there trying to educate people, trying to educate the city council members, and hopefully I can talk to these people that are going to be on this commission and show them what I've found, and I can at least give them a head start on what they're looking at when they start pulling through these numbers.
Justin Griffin is the operator of the NoColiseum.com website and one of the critics of Mayor Stoney's plan here. And I'll tell you, Justin, I would love to have you here in the studio. And it doesn't have to be the mayor. I mean, sometimes the mayor is just the front guy. He and his team can send whoever they want. I'd love to talk through this so we could get to the bottom of some of these questions. Maybe there's some answers. But I tell you, the press conference they held last week at the last second with, no offense against my friends who are reporters, but a group that doesn't read complicated financial documents on a daily basis, I'm not sure that we're getting the vetting that we deserve on this.